Hi, Decoders. This week, we're looking at the way life can just come at us really hard, really intense. Is this because we're learning lessons or WTF?
Hi, I'm Kieran Trace. Welcome to Humans Decoded, a story of hobbits, fairies, elves, dwarfs, gnomes, and humans. If you get lost at any point, there is a deep dive on all the different avatars in episode one. It includes notes. Thank you for joining us in a fun little chat about the vast potential of our human makeup.
Hi, Leela. Hi, Cammy.
Hi, beloveds.
Hi, everyone.
You know, I really want to talk about this because the world has ramped up and like, oh man, last week we put out a podcast talking about how intense 2026 was, only to have it literally go live and then the world blow up to another level of intensity. And I guess we just want to recapitulate this message that we've been talking about, because like I need it. I notice we need it. And if I do, maybe you do. Maybe we all do, Decoders.
Amen to that. Not that you need a news briefing from me, but yeah, just every day more and more events in the news keep unfolding. And yes, please, can we have some more hand holding together? For me, I was watching movements in the news that were very inspiring, and then immediately tailgated by sort of more iterances of violence. So it was kind of like head spinning. For example, there was this beautiful demonstration in Minneapolis where tens of thousands of people showed up to protest the immigration ICE officers. And then they had also managed to organize a general strike. So these are moms, business owners, teachers, ordinary people mounting an extraordinary grassroots resistance. And yeah, just incredible shows of support for the community, keeping people safe from ICE. And so for me reading this, there was an upswell of hope. And then suddenly 12 hours later, somebody else gets gunned down in that same city by ICE. So you can feel the gut punch of like, oh, fuck. So yeah, it just feels great to sit down almost like in a circle and hold hands and be like, what's true? Let's have a time out. I remember when we were in school, if there was like an important event like 9/11, the teacher rolls in the television and we have a moment to discuss it. So it feels like that's what this episode is.
Okay, I'm a teacher, I guess. Okay, so I'm going to roll in. Okay,
you've got our rapt attention.
Yeah, community Decoders, I hear you, I feel you, I get it. Let's discuss this. So, something that we keep saying is that if your activism comes from an internal place of injustice or fear, the fear and injustice will mirror. It's not a sustainable movement of activism. But if your activism comes from joy, deliciousness, aliveness, this is sustainable. This is a sustainable peace because it initiated from peace, right? Makes sense? So I also want to point out that attending a Taylor Swift Eras tour might have been the biggest activism you did this year. Like, activism can be a moment where we just want to sing and we want to dance and we just want to love each other and we collect friendship bracelets because we want to meet these new people. And then the more bracelets we collect, the more we feel connected. And by the end of our afternoon of activism, our arm is full of friendship bracelets from the new people we met. And there's, you know, as many people came to the Eras tour for Taylor Swift that didn't have tickets. They just wanted to spend the day meeting each other and dancing and singing. And it's, that is a very potent form of activism. And so reminding you all that while this news cycle, which is, you know, these events keep amping up in these horrifying, gory ways, but the vast majority of us here on human Earth planet living, all of us, we're at the Eras Tour. It was one of the largest attended tours of all time. Internationally, the biggest numbers of people of all time. And they just wanted to go and make friends and sing. And we talked about this a few weeks ago on the podcast, this beautiful show, K-Pop Demon Hunters, being the largest viewed show of all time. And it's a show where people are being uplifted. People are being empowered. So it's really important to remember this while the world looks like it's just burning, you know? And of course, our prayers are with everyone here. But when we pray for the Palestinians, when we pray for the Iranians, when we pray for all the countries that seem like they're burning, in here representing a voice from the United States, you know, like, we didn't vote for the violence. We didn't vote for our communities to be attacked, to be murdered. We didn't vote for our teens to be burned. You know, we didn't vote for this. But it's in our mirror. It's in our mirror. And if it's in our mirror, then there's some internal intelligence being pointed, being pressurized, being pointed to. This is not a blame story. This is not you carried fear and fight in your heart, and so you took to the streets, and therefore later a man was gunned down. It does not work sequentially. It's these events in the mirror that are, if they hit you, and some may not, you may not get hit at all because it's not an internal intelligent pointer for you. But if the mirror hits and it's hitting something, that's an intelligent pointer for you to know that it's possible to take that place that got hit and look at it and notice there's a story. And notice the story isn't one of peace at its root. True activism is going to come from pure joy. And even just images of the Eras Tour gives us an image of what's possible for us. And what's possible for you to find that place of peace, the power is internally. You may not need to leave your home. You may not need to watch these videos on Instagram. And going forward, I'm going to say that if you choose to see your own story and then pop that illusion, pop where you have been indulging a fight, a collapse, an avoidance, a fear, and instead stand for peace. Like, don't fall for it, right? So like, if you will internally stand for that, then what comes next externally can only ever be a secondary movement. The power is internal.
You know what I hear when I listen to you? It's so clear that the original nature of humankind is this curiosity. It is the uplifted joy. And it is this, oh, I want to get to know this other human, this other being in front of me. This is our blueprint. It's not the hateful, I want to fight you all. That is all pain body. That is all baggage. That is all conditioning. And I don't think I've ever seen it as clearly as I see it in this moment. And, you know, in the context of news, and I think that's something we cannot stress enough or cannot keep saying out loud enough, that, listen, no, it looks like the world is doomed and everything's fucked and we're just here to sort of eat each other and fight each other and kill each other. But that's not actually true. It's not an accurate view of what the world is. It's much more true that we're here to go to whatever concert that gives you joy, to live the curiosity, to live our joy, to live our fulfillment. And, you know, just saying it out loud myself here, it gives me this visceral sensation of, ooh, peace.
I think the penny is dropping a little bit for me as well, Leela. As you were talking, something released and it feels like, wait, you mean it's not about strife? You mean I don't have to earn my place here? You mean it's just safe to go to the Taylor Swift Eras Tour? And it feels like there are very few spaces where that's kind of both celebrated and held in integrity. Going to the Eras Tour can feel like a checkout maybe, but I think what we're saying here is that it's deeper. It kind of comes much earlier. In some ways, it feels like we're so ready to agree with the news that the world is a terrible place. It's almost like part of you's like, I knew it. I shouldn't have trusted or hoped or dared to feel safe in my own body. And it feels like that's where we're devoted to as a community in this podcast with you, Decoders, is to just kind of scratch away at that belief system, which is an age-old fundamental separation.
Mm. Yeah, and I think that's the ultimate gut punch. Just like, oh, fuck, I knew it. The world sucks. It's not safe. And that's what reading the news or watching these videos does. The pain body or the baggage has a way of wanting to keep feeding on itself, as in there, it's an addiction. It's an addiction of pain body addicted to itself and just scanning the world for things like, okay, where's proof for myself? And then seeing proof everywhere, like seeing itself everywhere. And I think that's what makes it hard to go look and look at, okay, where am I indulging this baggage? Where am I feeding it? Where do I keep feeding this pain body? And because there probably is this piece inside of me that is very identified and it's addicted to itself and it doesn't want to be looked at, because once awareness sees it, it starts to crumble. It pops, like Kieran said before. And
it's that there's a PEAC inside of you and there's a PEIC inside of you. Both. And that PEICE is identified.
Yes. Exactly. And we've said it here a couple of times that when that PEIC, when the baggage gets looked at and starts to crumble or falls away, there can be a lot of terror to it. Like, it's not necessarily blissful. There's something that screams, like, I don't know myself when I don't feel unsafe. I don't know myself when I don't feel like the world's a terrible place. Or I don't know myself out there in the land of fulfillment and joy and deliciousness.
You're both bringing something up that's just so interesting to look at. I love how the cascade of our chat kind of opens these little beautiful inquiries. And one of the things that occurs to me just now is, you know, here we are on planet Earth where people are dramatized, mostly by their own baggage and stories. Which isn't to say, you know, Decoders, I've had an enormous amount of violence, you know, and go toe-to-toe with any survivor out there. But always it was an illusion. Always it was an illusion. Always it was an illusion. The deeper I went, the deeper I went, the deeper I went. But there's a nature to trauma. There's like this piece of it. It's an imprinted residue, I'm going to say. And the residue is like this little story. And if you read the story in that residue, it's like, I'm not going to get up from this curled in, you know, furled in on myself position. Cami's beautiful language when she said, you know, how dare I feel safe in my own body? So there's this residue of trauma imprinting this message. Like, I knew it's not safe in my own body. I know it's not safe here on planet Earth. I know I didn't belong. I didn't want to be here. I didn't choose this place. But the world is actually the place that we get to heal from these stories. And that's so directly my experience. And man, talk about a lot of stories here. Talk about a lot of harm. You know, talk about a lot of healing. So I can tell you the stories internally get mirrored. That's the external world. They're, you know, what happened in Minneapolis recently is, you know, they're what's happening in Iran, what's happening in Sudan, what's happening in Gaza, what's happening in Israel, what's happening in Africa, what did happen in Afghanistan, what did happen in Venezuela or Argentina, what's happening literally everywhere is an external mirror of these collected stories. And then our trauma agrees with the story. It tends to agree. And it takes this internal availability to notice that and then refuse to be hooked into the story one more time, even though externally the world is burning. You know, where is your dance, sing, meet new friends? You know, like, where is that place in you? It may not, I don't know where it is. You don't know where it is. But that's the stand of peace. You know, we got this really beautiful email from Angela, who is a decoder. She's one of our people, our community. And she wrote to me, which is writing to us, and she says, you know, thank you so much for the call to resolve, to stand in stillness and see through these dramatic forms and all these dramatic situations. Instead, the call to see the protection of the light that I am, the light that we are. And then she wrote further saying, am I willing to let go of the suffering story? Am I willing to let go of this pain? Because I'm standing on this threshold and I'm recognizing the price that I pay for holding on to it. So you guys, we have a lot in common in this community. All of us are so available for self-inquiry. We're available for more authenticity. We're available to question what we're seeing in the world. We're available to question our thoughts and our assumptions, which make up the stories about what we're seeing. And when we listen to this podcast every week, we know, like, what's resonating for you is resonating for me, and it's resonating for this whole community. Your amen listening to this, your exhale, as Cammie says, something releases. That's an exchange of friendship across the whole community. And I just, it's like, here together, you guys, we're going to thrive and we're going to blossom. This is the true nature of us as humans. This is what we're here to do. And we're doing this. We're ever deepening into our true natures right here, right now, right while you are listening to my voice.
True that. I mean, that sank deep. When we say we record the podcast and the insights hit real time, we really mean it. Just these words are landing for me right now. I've been in a sticky place working with this very stubborn pain body that's so insistent. And it just keeps, like, I mean, the base of it is like, you're separate and shit. So it just came up. And I keep falling for it. And sort of low key, I'm kind of like, maybe this is it for me. This is just where I got to, and I'm not going to move past it. And decoders, it was a good run, but, you know, I'm out. But as we're, as we're exploring this, it's just shining so much light on this misunderstanding that we need to win something out there in order to be safe or be loved, and that there's something over there. Something over there that's better than our true effervescent original nature, which is actually right here where we are. It's what we are. And Kieran often says we heal in community, and I feel like that couldn't be more true in every moment, but also in this one, hearing those words from Angelina and hearing the words from Kieran, it's like, no, I don't need to keep standing for this separation. There's other options available. And Muji used to say, go for gold. And it's these spaces or inquiries that we hold together that make it feel possible to break through, even when it feels impossible.
I love when you call your pain bodies stubborn. I think they are really, really stubborn. And stubbornness is something, or like really decisiveness is something that's coming up in the last couple of weeks for me a lot in sessions as well with clients. Like, be stubborn about being in awareness. Like, be really decisive to stand with both feet in awareness. Be as stubborn as the pain body. Like, come what may, I stand in awareness. And there's something a little, I don't know. I feel like we're standing in this battlefield, but like standing in awareness. But I also love how you bring in the simplicity of it all, Kieran. Like, together we thrive, together we blossom, but it doesn't mean that you have to go somewhere, that externally it needs to look fancy. It's the simplicity, as you said, of just listening to this podcast, of just being in stillness, sitting on your couch, or being with each other. And it doesn't need these grand gestures. It's just this moment. And oh, I love that, the purity of it. And I love also for myself this continuous discovery in a way of like, right, this is what's actually true. I've just had sort of a 3-week retreat that was very much needed because, you know, remember how I was talking about how I got on a train and then had to get off the train of my Lala, of my bubbled up fantasy version of reality. And since then, I've just been steeping in lots of silence, stubbornly standing in awareness, just very simple days of little walks and my work that I love so much, and just sort of rediscovering, right, this is it. Like, there's no other place to be. And in a way, both of what you're saying is just reminding me of that same thing. And I can't hear it enough. I think we all can't hear it enough, no.
You know, I'm reminded of these times when I first had my awakening into original nature, which was not a pleasant experience. It was pretty rough. A lot of turbulence going on. And in public corridors, which often felt like a lot of chaos, a lot of drunk people, a lot of illusion and story. It was just very loud for me. I would listen for children's voices, like, especially young children, you know, like a 3-year-old laughing, or even just a baby gurgle, you know, or just the tap, 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 tap of little feet and a little yell of no, you know, like, and the tonality of that voice echoed with authenticity and simplicity, and it cut the illusions for me. Like, it would be like, there's truth, there's peace, there's what's real, you know? And it was like this touchstone. That's real. Mm. The laugh, the gurgle, the toddler screaming no, you know? No, Dada. Like, the authenticity of it was so echoey for me. I was recently having a conversation with a friend who had been quite out of alignment this week. And she sort of sobered up for a moment. And she was saying to me, I see, I've been chasing something out here. I've been trying to fix out here, make out here safer, better, connected, whatever. And it's never happened. It's never happened out there. And I can see it's internal. And then she said something to me. She said, I'm learning. I'm slowly getting there. And I thought, oh, that's a really great little tale, little story to tag on and clip your actual discovery. So decoders catch this. It's a bit of a story that says, life is teaching me lessons, and I'm going to learn. I'm slowly learning, or I'm learning this lesson. And then once I've learned all these lessons, I'll be whatever it is, connected, loved, in peace. I'll be able to tap out from the human suit, you know, and not have to keep reincarnating to this place or whatever the story is. It's a subtle form of justifying not dropping the story right now. It's like, okay, I see what you're saying. Wow. I'm going to go think about that for a while. As opposed to, I see, I hear it, I get it. And like Angelina, like all of us, like you guys, like I stand here. I question what it's cost me to hold the story while I stop the story. So it's just such a common thing, that little hook that says, I'm going to keep looking. I'm going to keep trying. I'm going to keep going towards this light. Like, oh, it's dawning. You know, let me think about that in the next podcast that I'm going to listen to, or let me think about that in the next book that I'm going to read. And later today, when I'm going to meet some friends, I'm going to bring that up and we'll see, you know, that's really different from I see, I stop. And you can stop in the next podcast, and you can stop in the book, and you can stop with your friends, and you can stop right now, because the thing that you're looking for out there is right here, right now. And if you can have it now, you don't have to wait till you learn all your lessons.
I think that's such a great point to make, because it's probably easy to listen to us and hear that here, like, oh, life's teaching us lessons and we're here to learn the lessons, da 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 da. And I think it was in the last episode that we said life comes at you with all these illusions, some of them wonderful, some of them terrifying, and you just have to keep seeing through them. And it's easy, I guess, to misunderstand it as life is teaching us lessons, but that's not what we're saying. It's not about suffering through the lessons slowly, slowly. It's about the courage to see how available actual pieces, like you said, Kieran, right here, right now, as in your own self, in your own body, in your very ordinary existence. But man, are you willing? Am I willing to put down all my little fights? Like even just a small one, like, I really would like to have a little piece of chocolate, but I'm not going to have it because blah, 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 blah. That is a little fight. That's a little war inside of myself. Or when we think living this peace means never being angry ever again, that's another little fight. That's another little war inside of ourselves, because we're not allowing ourselves to be the full expression of life, of oneness that plays with all the colors, it paints with all the colors, which includes the anger, it includes the being pissy, being bitchy. And it's really, really radical to live that peace.
Yeah, there's so much peace in just eating the chocolate. And Cam brought this up earlier in the same podcast. Where are you initiating? Because you could easily be eating the chocolate as a way to avoid, as a way to hide, as a way to default. But we're saying, where's that initiation? Where's that joy? If the joy is eating the chocolate, then that's a movement of peace. If the joy is, if in truth, the authenticity is that you're fucking angry, then just be angry. The simplicity of that is radical. If your scroll on Instagram is just ASMR of baby noises, you know, like, then that can be such a movement to cut through the story and bring you back to the simplicity and the truth of the moment.
So there you go, decoders. It might not be the Eras tour, but you know where We're all hanging out here, just wanting to soak in the vibes. And as Kieran and Leela are saying, as we navigate through these times, just watch where's your allegiance, the illusion, the pain bodies, the news cycles. They're stubborn little buggers. So, you know, plant the flag for awareness, for peace.
Well, we're going to leave it here for this week. And we always love to hear from you. And if nothing, Decoders, would you please leave a review on wherever you're listening to this from? Gosh, we're so grateful if you would just take a moment and do that. We love you. Bye.
Thank you for listening. Talk soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. We obviously love hearing what you think. Your feedback helps us make a better show for you to listen to. So feel free to comment, and you can do it at Facebook, which is the Humans Decoded Podcast. And if you're not on social, you can always email any questions to us at outreach@kierantrace.com. And thanks for listening. We love you.